25 years ago, Rabbi Yosef Greenberg and his wife Esti moved from New York to Anchorage and founded the Lubavitch Jewish Center of Alaska. On Monday, the Lubavitch Jewish Center, along with more than 20 others across the nation, received bomb threat phone calls. Rabbi Greenberg says they have not experienced any trouble before this. The rabbi says the staff worked hard to keep the children calm.
And then the neighbors were very kind, and they opened up for us the entire two huge rooms in their building, and the kids felt very comfortable there. They really did not know what's going on.
Rabbi, there was 22 other Jewish centers that were also threatened on the same day. There were other threats made in January. Have the police said anything about how they're viewing this? Is it considered a coordinated attack? Have they said anything about that to you?
Well, the local police didn't really have an answer for me, and neither the local FBI. But what I contacted our representative in New York, who is in charge on all the Lubavitch centers around the world for security reasons, and he's in contact with the national FBI. And from him, I understood that this was definitely an organized something that all the centers got something similar. I think even the same phone call or similar phone calls. The only difference we heard that the other places there was a female voice, but also it was a male voice. But the content was pretty much the same, and the style was pretty much the same.
How are the children now? Are they asking a lot of questions, or are they having trouble sleeping after this?
No, but I have not heard anything, so I don't think so. I don't think there's any problems.
And how about you, Rabbi, and your staff and your wife, Esti? How are you feeling?
Definitely nerve-wracking. Was definitely during those 20 minutes, it was scary because, you know, you don't know. I mean, actually, the message was even worse than I knew, because I did not know about the message. And the message was, they said there will be much destruction and bloodshed. So I didn't even know that was said. And just the other day, the administrator who took the phone told me that that's what it was.
It was not just a call saying there's a bomb in the building, you have 20 minutes to get out. There was more than that.
Right. So I didn't even know about that. So I just heard that a few hours ago.
Rabbi Greenberg, you sent out a note thanking the community and the Anchorage police for the response and support that have come in. What has the community reaction been like since this threat happened?
Oh, it was really amazing. From the senators to faith leaders to the governor, the mayor, to average fellow Alaskans, friends, neighbors, members of the community, everyone was calling, or people walked in to bring flowers, and people sent donations. I mean, there was an outpour of love and kindness, and people were really upset about it and shocked that this is happening in Anchorage. I mean, we were all shocked that we are all of a sudden exposed and part of this whole thing. But I believe that there was someone who was trying to make a statement by calling, making phone calls to all states. Because I just heard that Hawaii also got the same threat, the Jewish school or center in Hawaii. So it seemed like they were trying to make a point that I'll be in every state.
How will you go forward now with the Lubavitch Jewish Center of Alaska and with the school? And what's the plan for the next days and weeks and months?
We definitely increase with security, but we do not want to, you know, put any fears in people's hearts. And it's not real to a certain degree. And it's more like just to create, that's what terrorism is, to create fear and we are not going to bow down to fear, and we will continue with our routine and continue to create, to bring more a wave of love and goodness and kindness, and that will be the ultimate answer to this new wave of anti-Semitism.
Yosef Greenberg is the rabbi of the Lubavitch Jewish Center of Alaska.